That was the opening movement to the Piano Concerto No. 5, the so-called Egyptian Concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns. Opening movement there, Jean-Philippe Collard with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And that's some of the music you'll be hearing very, very soon with the Scarborough Philharmonic. My special guest is the music director, no stranger to our station and many radio stations around the world. He is a multifaceted, multi-talented, incredible musician who is active both as a conductor and a composer. On top of that, a cellist and recording producer. His works have been performed worldwide by over 70 orchestras, and it is my pleasure to welcome back Maestro Ron Royer. Ronald Royer, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to chat. Of course, up here in Collingwood, we're super excited to bring one of your works this Thursday with your wonderful Odin Quartet, all musicians of the Scarborough Philharmonic, performing your Dance On Overture. We're really looking forward to that.
Thank you. Me too.
Great to see you up here. And let's talk about your upcoming concert, one of many. You've been very, very busy all season. But this one is coming up very soon, May 11th at the Scarborough Citadel, 7:30 p.m. You're bringing some Stravinsky, the piano concerto we just heard, the Egyptian, together with Dvorak, the Symphony No. 6. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect at this event.
It's really fun music for this concert. The Stravinsky, the greeting prelude, is based on Happy Birthday.
Fun.
It's a really different piece. You don't hear it a lot, but I think people really enjoy it. It's very quirky, and it kind of represents Stravinsky, who was a people person. He was very charming.
Right.
He was very witty.
Now, I imagine he didn't get in trouble for this one like he did with the national anthem. When he added a chord, there's that famous mugshot of Stravinsky going to jail for messing with the U.S. national anthem.
That's right. That's right.
Right. So Happy Birthday didn't give him trouble.
Not too much trouble, but he thought it was public domain, and it wasn't.
Ah.
And so he composed it, and then a lot of his royalties that came in from it ended up going to the copyright owner.
Isn't that interesting?
It has a great story how it came about that I really like. Stravinsky was conducting at the Aspen Music Festival in the U.S.,
yep.
And he was doing Tchaikovsky's Second Symphony, which starts with a big horn solo. And instead of hearing Tchaikovsky's, there's this other tune came out. And Stravinsky was a little upset. He thought he was the horn player wasn't taking it seriously. Well, what happened was that the horn player's wife just gave birth, and he wanted to let everyone in the orchestra know, so he played Happy Birthday. But Stravinsky was born in Russia, grew up, and they didn't have Happy Birthday.
Right.
This is around early 1900s,
yeah.
And there was no Happy Birthday, so he didn't know the tune. So he was
okay.
He kind of got upset.
Interesting.
The horn player apologized, and he said, with my wife gave birth, and I had to play. And Stravinsky got, then he was embarrassed. He said, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I gave you a bad time. And, that was an interesting tune. Can you play it for me?
Fun. Serendipity. Well, I remember the celebration of Happy Birthday finally going out in public domain, how many years it took and lawsuits along the way with that one. I think it was just 2015 or 16, finally that came to the world. Well, tell us a little bit about the other works on the program. Camille Saint-Saëns, Piano Concerto No. 5. You have a Canadian pianist, a fine rising star of the piano world, no stranger to many piano competitions, Thomas Torok. He's originally from Hungary.
Correct. And he's just finishing up his artist diploma at the Royal Conservatory of Music.
Nice.
He's terrific. We had rehearsal last night in the full orchestra.
Good.
We just loved his playing, and you're saying, this is going to be a great concert. He is just terrific and very exciting the way he plays it, and very musical. And it's such an interesting concerto. It's nicknamed the Egyptian, and Saint-Saëns loved to vacation in Egypt.
Well, he was driving on a boat, and he incorporated some of those Nubian love songs as he sailed along the Nile, looking at Luxor in the background, grabbing all the chirping of the crickets and the boat itself. Yeah, we just heard the first movement, which is still a traditional classical sonata allegro form, but I think it's in that second movement that exotic quality really comes out.
Exactly. Yeah, it's that second movement that's really unusual and very interesting, very beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the third movement is just a showpiece for the piano.
Right. Oh, it's fantastic.
A lot of notes, yeah. But very exciting. It's still melodic and beautiful. So it's
right. Well, you're definitely programming a standing ovation after that one. And then the second part is Symphony No. 6 by Dvorak, back to some standard German classical romantic forms.
Yeah, a wonderful symphony. It's not heard very often in North America, but it's considered his most Czech symphony. Melodically,
yes.
The rhythmic.
Very national style. Yeah.
So, you know, think of the Slavonic dances, but really beautiful. But also, it's interesting, very influenced by Beethoven and Brahms, and in particular, the Brahms Symphony No. 2, which was just composed a few years before that. And we know that Brahms was a mentor and good friends with Dvorak. So it's got that beautiful, dramatic structure, but it's got all the warmth and the beauty of the traditional Czech, and it's gorgeous symphony. And again,
wonderful.
The orchestra, we're loving working on it, and I think people will really enjoy listening to it.
Terrific. Let's touch a little bit upon your upcoming season, 2024, with a celebration that begins Friday, October 4th. At the Cathedral Bluffs United Church. Walk us through, you know, all the great anticipation you have going on for the year ahead.
Yes, we're really excited about next season. Our first concert features the 10th anniversary of the Odin String Quartet, and we're really excited that they've been part of our organization since 2017.
And terrific players to work with. Must interject here. I mean, just working with them, I've had the pleasure for the last few months on our Schumann that we'll be performing. They are just delightful. They're so professional. They have that wonderful way of deconstructing a piece of music and then putting it back together in the most remarkable way. Such incredible talent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just a real pleasure for us at the SPO to work with them.
Yeah, 10th anniversary. Congrats to them. I didn't know that. It makes me all the more excited to perform with them.
Yes, and you know, just to show you, their career is really taking off, because it takes time as a string quartet. It takes years to really develop that special ensemble and musicality. It's the string quartet's probably the hardest ensemble to really play beautifully. But they recently, the Scarborough Phil, was approached by the U.S. Embassy, and they were working with the Philadelphia Orchestra on outreach when the Philadelphia Orchestra recently performed here in Toronto. Yeah. And we did a chamber music concert. And specifically, the embassy said, we want the Odin Quartet to work with a string quartet with the Philadelphia Orchestra and present a joint concert in Scarborough.
Amazing.
And the Consul General was there, and it was a very exciting night. And it's also a real testament to the quartet that this is the reputation they're building.
And it's amazing how quickly they grasp any commissioned work, world premiere, Canadian composers. They immediately are able to capture the essence of a musical work, and boom, they just go forward. So, you know, a few polishing steps, and they've got it ready. They're so professional. And I see in this concert coming up October, you have a wonderful array of some of our dear Canadian composers, including yourself, Four Seasons of Canada work. That's yours, followed by some Charles Liu, Daniel Medizade. We featured him on our show many times. Terrific. And it's also Beethoven, Dvorak there. Tell us a little bit about the next one, Autumn Colors, November 2nd.
Well, we're having Beethoven, Egmont Overture, and the Triple Concerto, featuring three musicians involved with our orchestra.
Yep.
And then we're also having Kodály, the famous Dances of Galanta.
Galanta, nice.
Real showpiece for the orchestra.
Yeah, great to finish with that one. Perfect. And then finally, November 30th, Home for the Holidays, Bach's Children's Choir joining in that one as well.
We're very excited that the Bach Children's Choir, it's based in Scarborough, and this is the first time we'll perform with them. And we're excited to work with them and vice versa, do some holiday favorites, and we're going to do the Rimsky-Korsakov Suite from the Snow Maiden, which will be fun, and also the Spenda Moldau, wonderful orchestra piece.
It's the magic of the Scarborough Philharmonic. Thank you, Ron Royer. Thank you for joining us. I'm so excited just hearing you talk about this upcoming 2024 season, 24-25, and also the upcoming concert, Saint-Saëns, the Egyptian Piano Concerto, coming up May 11th. Look at the schedule. It is packed with incredible content. SPO.ca. spo.ca. Check it out. It's an incredible curated program with a lineup of blockbuster classical works and thoughtfully curated modern works by living composers. An incredible musical odyssey of sorts that will take you from Japan, China, boat ride down Europe's Moldau River, and some personal inward journeys as well. Thank you, Ron. Any closing thoughts with everything that you must have on your mind with all this music?
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Daniel, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. And I'm a big fan. I love the job you do.
Appreciate that, Ron. All the best to your upcoming concert and season. Look forward to catching up when you're in Collingwood this week.
Great. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.